Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's warm this Christmas with temperatures in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Coming up, I'm going to show you when we'll add rain to these numbers.
Plus, five people are in the hospital this morning after a car crash near Knightdale. What we know about the early morning crash.
And if you're getting things going here on this Christmas morning, but you now have to deal with maybe a sick kid or maybe you just forgot something for Christmas dinner later on, I'll tell you which stores are open that'll help you out.
Well, ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Eric Miller.
And I'm Keely Arthur. It is going to be a stunning Christmas day for anyone who wants to be outside. Maybe you're from a family like people play football, or maybe you're from a really loud family. You need a break from them.
Yeah,
outside is
absolutely.
Where to go.
This Christmas, definitely a gift for folks, PETA. Warm, honestly, on this Christmas.
I like that, Keely. You know, if you do have to step away for a moment, you can certainly head outside as we are going to see some mild temperatures for this Christmas. We're taking a live look at Roxborough this morning where we have some sunshine going on right now. Our clouds are going to continue to build in throughout the day, and all the rain that you see out west in St. Louis, Atlanta, down to the south and west in Florida, we are going to see that move into our region. This is a system that's also bringing snow into Nebraska. Blizzard warnings are taking shape there. We are going to get those clouds to build in throughout the day. Temperatures are going to warm up into the mid-60s this afternoon. Small chance of a few passing showers will be possible as we head into 4 and 5 o'clock. Then, scattered showers will build as we head throughout the night. Those on and off periods of rain will take over by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's going to be a wet day out there with those showers moving through. Check out our temperatures right now. It is 50 degrees as you step out the door. You'll be comfortable in a sweater or a light jacket right now to walk the dog. But as we head into the afternoon, probably some of you guys will shed some of those layers. 66 will be the high temperature, and our temperatures for this evening falling off into the lower 60s as well as the 50s. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from the system that will move through today and tomorrow.
Peter, thank you very much. Breaking news this morning. Now five people are hurt after an early morning crash in Wake County. This happened on South Smithfield Road just outside Knightdale around 3 a.m. This is video right here from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the crash involved a car and a truck near Meadow Run. People who were hurt were taken to Wake Med. We're still working to learn more about their condition this morning.
Well, some more breaking news this morning. A Fayetteville street is closed because of a gas leak. Fire crews responded to a scene at Old Wilmington Road and East Russell Street just before midnight. When fighting the fire, they found a main gas line actively burning. Crews say one person was hurt and taken by EMS for treatment. Piedmont Natural Gas is on the scene working to fix the line. Crews say East Russell Street will be closed between South Kennedy Street and Old Wilmington Road for an extended period of time.
Well, it is Christmas morning out there, and if you're waking up and realize you need a last-minute gift or ingredients, well, you're not totally stranded. A handful of stores in the Triangle are open for business today. WRAL's Brett Neese is outside CVS in Raleigh this morning. Brett, of course, there is still hope for those who need a last-minute Christmas necessity.
Exactly, Eric. You know, stores like CVS, Walgreens, they're notorious, right, for being open on holidays like this one to get those last-minute gifts or last-minute ingredients. But also, if you have maybe somebody sick at home and you need some medicine, too. They're not the only stores that are open, though, around the Triangle. There are a number of different markets that are open. I know of an Asian one that's in Cary that'll be open for their normal business hours today. And then some people are traveling today, so it's important. A few gas stations like Sheetz and Circle K's are open. I have some family that are out on the road now, actually. We went to the Panthers-Packers game yesterday down in Charlotte. I had to stop at a gas station last night. Was glad that it was open so I could get back here to Raleigh. There are also a few other types of businesses. Restaurants are open today as well. And a couple simple reasons. You know, some people simply don't celebrate Christmas. So some store owners and workers for some of those businesses might be the reason why they are open. But then there's also plenty of essential workers out there, hospital staff, first responders that are finishing up a long holiday shift and maybe need a place to go grab a bite to eat before they head home on this holiday. And Eric, you know, we've been talking all morning long about this last minute, last second shopping that people might be doing for gift giving. But, you know, some of these stores also have beauty products, hairspray. I actually ran out, not a joke, before work this morning. I'm going to have to run in and get some more hairspray. You can't keep hair like this without it.
No, absolutely not. I know you got your team out there behind the camera, Brett, making sure you're looking good. Brett Neese, thank you so much.
He does it all, doesn't he? Well, this is one of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever. You're looking live at RDU. Christmas Eve was expected to be the busiest day of the season, and they expected 54,000 people to pass through the airport, which they did. And we're seeing a few delays and cancellations this morning for people traveling on Christmas Day. Right now, there are 6 delays and 1 canceled flight.
Traveled with Southwest Airlines this weekend, you might have run into some problems. According to the company, fog in Chicago greatly affected flights, including ones to RDU. This is what things looked like at Chicago Midway International Airport. You see that fog there off in the distance. This view, of course, courtesy of EarthCam. Southwest had more than 1,000 delays across the nation Sunday, according to FlightAware.com, and it had more than 100 cancellations, too. But this isn't as bad as last December's 4-day trouble with Southwest flights. It's still an inconvenience for many people. We talked to one woman trying to get home to Cleveland from Las Vegas, but who was stuck in Chicago overnight.
I mean, food and drinks here are very expensive. It's packed with 1 million people. You can't go anywhere or move, you know, so, and you can't sleep really. These chairs and floor are not very comfortable, so you can't sleep. You can't do. I haven't been asleep since 5 a.m. yesterday when we left Vegas.
Yeah, listening to that, all I want for Christmas is a nap. Southwest told WRAL earlier it is an all-hands-on-deck operation trying to get those people on alternate flights.
Well, tragedy strikes on Christmas Eve at a Colorado mall. One person is dead after a fight between two groups led to gunfire. This happened Sunday afternoon at the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Police say in addition to the man who died, two other men were seriously injured. A woman was also hurt, but police say she was not shot. So far, police have not made any arrests.
Well, this is a story so many people were talking about yesterday and just unbelievable video, too. Owners of a hair salon for kids in Cary say they'll try to reopen as soon as possible after a car crashed through the building on Christmas Eve. This crash happened at Cookie Cutters on Kildare Farm Road around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. The town spokesperson says a driver in an SUV hit the building while speeding. The vehicle made it, get this, 30 feet into the salon. A nearby business owner was there for the aftermath.
And we looked inside and we saw this car that was totally decimated inside. A few of the people from next door ran in and, you know, tried to make sure. We did our best just to keep people away from, you know, the awning, which was about to collapse.
Now, fortunately, the salon was closed for Christmas Eve. Nobody was injured. The driver was arrested for driving while impaired. In a post to Facebook, the salon's owners say it'll be closed until further notice.
The CDC says levels of flu-like illness are very high across the South, including right here in North Carolina. The new data shows flu cases are also trending upward in the Midwest and Northeast. Officials believe RSV cases have peaked for the season, but cases of COVID-19 are rising across the country along with the flu. With masks and social distancing largely gone, doctors say we're looking at a new kind of holiday season.
Have this, a cornucopia of all these viruses that we had known before that have come back, and also the COVID we were dealing with before.
Doctors say getting vaccinated remains a very important step to stay safe. You should also wash your hands and avoid touching your nose and mouth while in public. Well, you have a chance to become a Christmas millionaire tonight. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot Saturday. The new jackpot is sitting at $638 million for its next drawing. That's tonight. In the past, 3 Powerball jackpots have been won on Christmas Day. That's according to Powerball management. So it's a lucky day. The estimated cash value for the grand prize is $321 million. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million.
Well, still to come, as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on, the holy city of Jerusalem is empty. We'll tell you what those living in Jerusalem are hoping for.
And rideshare drivers outside of one of the largest American airports protested over the weekend why they chose to protest on one of the busiest travel days of the year. PETA
Temperatures are warm this Christmas, 66 for the high, 62 as we head into the first day of Kwanzaa, but we're tracking rain to move in. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from the system that will move through later on today. We are tracking a system across the Midwest bringing snow into Nebraska and blizzard conditions there and rain across the southeast. This system will eventually move into our region and bring all those showers that we're seeing in Tennessee and Georgia into our area. So it's dry right now. As you step out the door, get outside, go for a walk, go ahead and enjoy these mild temperatures that we have in place. Those clouds are going to build in for this late afternoon, likely to see some light showers move in around 4 and 5 o'clock. Then scattered showers will be possible as we head into the overnight hours leading into tomorrow morning. The latest version of Futurecast really backing off on our rain chances for Tuesday. I still think we do have a good chance of seeing some of that rain, but it doesn't look as widespread as previous models were looking. We have an area of low pressure that will be moving in from the south, lifting to the north and east. It is going to bring rain for Wednesday, but it's going to quickly move out, and Thursday is going to be a dry day. So if you are traveling for this week, today, 20% chance of rain, likely to see those showers later on. And then Tuesday is going to be the wettest day here, as we do have a 70% chance of rain in place. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday aren't bad days to head out and hit the roads. We can rack up about an inch of rainfall across our region as we head into the next 5 days. But where we are going to see a lot of rain is off into the North Carolina mountains. Over 2.5 inches of rainfall will be possible there, and they are under flood watches for today. As we take a live look at Sanford this morning, beautiful clouds racing in. Sanford, we are seeing those temperatures on the mild side. We are at 50 degrees in Raleigh and Durham right now. Clinton at 46 degrees and 38 degrees out there in South Hill and Rocky Mount. Temperatures for this afternoon are going to climb into the 60s. It's going to be nice, especially considering this time of the year. We should be down into the lower 50s for afternoon highs, and that's not going to be the case. We'll be at 62 degrees by 12 o'clock, 66 once we hit into 2 o'clock, and then 62 around 4, with those temperatures swelling off into the 50s for tonight. Maybe you're taking a quick trip to Greensboro, 60 for the high temperature there. Fayetteville, 70 degrees. Traveling to Charlotte, 60 degrees. It's warm for all of us across the state of North Carolina on this Christmas. First day of Kwanzaa, we'll be at 62 degrees, 66 for Wednesday, and then that cooler air will move in for the end of the week. Leading into the new year, those highs expected in the lower 50s.
All right, PETA, thank you. Well, turning now to the Israel-Hamas war, as you look live at the border of Israel and Gaza, we are getting a new look at just how extensive Hamas's tunnels beneath Gaza may be. Israel's military last night released several edited videos showing a sprawling web of tunnels in northern Gaza. They are complete with extension plumbing and electrical gear, air tanks, and even a water cooler. The Israel Defense Forces say the tunnel network has two levels, dozens of feet underground, that passed under a school and a hospital. Israel also says it found the bodies of 5 hostages in those tunnels. Their deaths, though, were already known.
Authorities in Rocky Mount are looking for the person responsible for shooting and killing a man over the weekend. Officers went to the intersection of North Washington Street and Tarboro Road early Sunday morning. They found 34-year-old Aaron Porter shot several times. First responders tried to keep him alive, but he died on his way to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting might be related to a fight Saturday night in downtown. Police also say this was a targeted attack.
The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says a 33-year-old man was the person shot and killed this past week near Hope Mills. His name was Dwayne Qualis Jr., and he was from New Jersey. On Thursday night, deputies were called to the shooting on Miranda Drive, and that's near Elk Road, not far from U.S. 301. That's where they found him shot with wounds, and he died there. Police are still investigating the shooting.
Today, King Charles III is thinking green for his annual royal Christmas address. The king posed for a photo on the royal family's Instagram account yesterday. He's standing in front of a replantable Christmas tree. That's a first for Buckingham Palace's televised celebration. The BBC says the tree also has sustainable ornaments, paying subtle tribute to the king's environmental advocacy. King Charles also wrote this year's speech himself, another break from tradition.
Pope Francis presided over a solemn Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Christmas Eve. During the service, the Pope said that Jesus' message of peace was being drowned out by the, quote, futile logic of war. His message comes just hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to fight deeper into the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. Pope Francis has made numerous appeals for a ceasefire and called for the release of all hostages held by Palestinian militant groups.
In California, outrage is growing after a mother was shot and killed when sheriff's deputies responded to her domestic violence call. The family of 27-year-old mother Nyani Finlayson says she was shot and killed by deputies in front of her 9-year-old daughter after calling 911, asking for help after her estranged boyfriend would not leave her home. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department said that when deputies arrived, they saw Finlayson holding a large knife and said she made verbal threats indicating she may harm the man. She says when she approached him, deputies shot and killed her. Finlayson's family disputes that account, and according to the claim, even the ex-boyfriend told authorities there was no reason to shoot her.
I'm asking for justice. You couldn't mace her. You couldn't use a stun gun. This is infallible.
Finlayson's family announced they are now suing the County of Los Angeles and the Sheriff's Department for $30 million, alleging wrongful death and civil rights violations. In a statement, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says they are reviewing the incident and will release body camera video by next week.
Texas fire crews responded to a large fire burning at a car auction facility Sunday morning. Check out this video. Crews responded around 1:30 in the morning to the car auction facility. A total of 58 vehicles were involved. All American Towing was able to move vehicles and create a fire break in the lot. The Denton County Fire Marshal's Office is investigating this incident. And Jerusalem's old city looked like a ghost town on Christmas Eve, with celebrations called off due to the Israel-Hamas war. Major airlines are canceling flights to Israel, and few foreigners are visiting. Gift shops were slow to open Sunday because of the low tourist numbers. Residents noted the drastic difference this year's Christmas compared to last.
Honestly, this year is much different from most years. Usually it's a hive of activity with all the pilgrims that come. But this year it's very solemn because of the war, of course. And so many fewer pilgrims. We need peace. We're looking for peace. I think this Christmas brings us peace, too. I think that's where we get our peace.
And most people in Jerusalem echoing her sentiments, calling for peace soon.
Christmas is quite literally coming early for the people in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a Christmas message on Sunday after signing a bill that switched the designated day for the holiday to December 25th. Ukraine has celebrated Christmas in the past on January 7th. The move is part of an effort to distance Ukraine from Russian traditions. In his address, Zelensky assured Ukrainians that they will eventually defeat Russia, saying, quote, "the evil will lose."
Uber and Lyft drivers in Atlanta shut down their apps during one of the busiest travel days of the year. It was in protest of what they say are unfair wages from the companies they work for. Lindsay Tooman has the story from just outside Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Turn them off!
That was the chant from dozens of rideshare drivers on Saturday afternoon at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, urging drivers for Uber and Lyft to turn off their apps and pause pickups.
Off them.
Their goal was to cause a big headache at the world's busiest airport on one of the busiest travel days of the year by leaving passengers without a ride.
Is that as long as we protest, passengers will continue to be stranded, and maybe that will make an impact.
These drivers say they're not getting paid enough per ride, saying they make less than 50% of what riders are charged.
I did a ride the other day. She says she paid $102 for a 40-minute ride. I got $25, and that's because I had a $5 bonus. It's not fair. It's ridiculous. We can't survive like that.
Their protest, though, did not have the impact they were intending. Passengers we spoke to at the rideshare pickup area say they had no problem booking a ride.
It was absolutely no problem tonight. We got one in 3 minutes.
Yeah, pretty fast. No issues here.
But the drivers say they'll continue their protest until the companies hear them.
Turn them off!
That was Lindsay Tooman reporting. Uber and Lyft both responded, saying drivers are able to see how much they will earn per ride and can then choose to accept it.
While you're spending time with the family this afternoon, you can watch NFL football on Fox 50. The New York Giants are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is at 4:30. And before that, the NFL pregame show is at 4.
And you can wrap up your Christmas night with Monday Night Football on ESPN+. The best teams in the AFC and NFC North are squaring off. It's the Baltimore Ravens and San Francisco 49ers. The game gets started at 8 on ESPN+.
Well, if you waited till the very last minute to get a present or ingredients for Christmas dinner, a few stores are open for you. Coming up, WRL's Brett Neese breaks down which stores are open this Christmas.
Plus, five people hurt in a crash in Knightdale will give you the details on their status just ahead.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is 8:26. I'm Keely Arthur with your top story. The big story of the day, it is Christmas in PETA. It is going to be beautiful outside.
Christmas and 66 degrees for the high temperature. We're taking a live look at South Hill this morning. And there's some clouds out there, but we have a decent amount of sunshine in this area. Clouds are going to continue to build in. It's all associated with this system that's moving across the Midwest and the Southeast. We're going to see some of those showers eventually move in later on today. Likely to see it pick up for the evening and overnight. On and off periods of scattered showers will be possible. 50. The current temperature out there right now in the triangle, it is mild, and we're seeing 39 degrees for South Hill. A little bit cooler in South Hill due to the cloud cover. A limited cloud cover overnight really allows temperatures to cool off, and we are seeing some of those clouds in the triangle. We will make it to 66 today. Keely?
PETA, thank you. If you're staying local for the holidays and still need to get some last-minute shopping done, CVS, Walgreens, and other stores are open in case you need medicine or forgot that one special ingredient. A few gas stations like Sheetz and Circle K are also open today, and you can find a full list of store hours by going to WRL.com and searching store. Next on Fox 50, the need of one local organization has to provide toys for family, how you can get involved with that. And the Today Show continues on WRAL.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Temperatures are warm for this Christmas in the 60s and 70s. Coming up, I'll show you when we'll see rain move in today.
Plus, a Christmas morning crash sent five people to the hospital this morning. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene as troopers investigated.
And if you still need to get a few stocking stuffers, you are in luck. We'll tell you the stores in the Triangle staying open today for those last minute necessities. Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Eric Miller.
And I'm Keely Arthur, and it's going to be a gorgeous Christmas, not the traditional white Christmas that we see in the movies, but kind of a hiking Christmas or barbecue Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, open your freezer and stick your head in if you want to feel a little bit of cold this Christmas morning. PETA, it is warm and some great golf weather, too.
Yeah, we're taking a live look at the Longleaf Golf and Family Course this morning, where we see some clouds filtering in across Southern Pines. It's quiet out there for this hour, and we are going to see our temperatures warm up into the 60s this afternoon. We have this system across the Midwest bringing a lot of snow for Nebraska and South Dakota, and then a trailing cold front where on the eastern side of this front, we have a lot of rain. That rain is going to begin to filter in, and we will see some of those showers later on for this evening. So clouds are going to build in today. Once we head into the 4 and 5 o'clock hour, some very light showers will begin to filter in, and then on and off periods of rain will be possible for tonight. A lot of our computer models are really backing off on our rain chances, especially this one here. We're still likely to see some showers early in the morning on Tuesday, and those showers will be possible as we head throughout the day, but it is not going to be anything widespread. 50, the current temperature right now in the Triangle, mild for this morning. Wow, heading out to walk the dog, you'll be comfortable in your ugly sweater. And then afternoon, temperatures in the mid-60s climbing to 66. Maybe some of you guys will shed some of those sweaters out there as we do have that rain moving in later on.
PETA, thank you. Some breaking news to tell you about this morning. Five people are hurt after an early morning car crash in Wake County. This happened on South Smithfield Road, just outside of Knightdale around 3 a.m. This is video from the breaking news tracker. You can see the crash involved a car and a truck near Meadow Run. Right there, the people who were hurt were taken to Wake Med Hospital. We're working to learn more about their conditions.
More breaking news this morning. A Fayetteville street is closed because of a gas leak. Fire crews responded to the scene at Old Wilmington Road and East Russell Street just before midnight. While fighting a fire there, they found a main gas line actively burning. Crews say one person was hurt and was taken by EMS for treatment. Piedmont Natural Gas is out there on the scene working to fix the line. Crews say East Russell Street will be closed between South Kennedy Street and Old Wilmington Road for an extended period of time.
All right, if you haven't gotten some gifts or if you looked in the pantry this morning and realized you're missing a key ingredient for a Christmas dish, there is still hope. Some stores in the area are open Christmas Day, and WRL's Brett Neese explains which stores are open and what hours they have.
Whether it truly is down to the wire, last second shopping that you're trying to get done today, or whether you need maybe that ingredient that you forgot for your favorite Christmas dish, there are a number of stores open today here on Christmas, including stores like CVS and Walgreens. Those are the ones that are notorious for being open on a holiday like today. But there are other stores open as well. There are a few markets out there open around the Triangle, including an Asian one over in Cary. And some people are traveling today, so it's important. A few gas stations like Sheetz and some Circle K's are open too. Actually, I have some family who went to the Panthers game with me yesterday. They are some of the people that might be out on the road today. There are also a few restaurants open today. Some of these businesses are open simply because, well, not everyone celebrates Christmas. Plus, it gives some of our essential workers, like hospital staff and first responders, a place to go after a long holiday shift. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Owners of a hair salon for kids in Cary say they'll try to reopen as soon as possible after a car crashed through the building on Christmas Eve. Unbelievable video here. This crash happened at Cookie Cutters on Kildare Farm Road around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. The town spokesperson says a driver in an SUV hit the building while speeding. The vehicle made it, get this, 30 feet into the salon. A nearby business owner was there in the aftermath.
And we looked inside and we saw this car that was totally decimated inside. A few of the people from next door ran in and, you know, tried to make sure we did our best just to keep people away from, you know, the awning, which was about to collapse.
Now, fortunately, the salon was closed for Christmas Eve. Nobody was injured. The driver was arrested for driving while impaired. In a post to Facebook, the salon's owners say it will be closed until further notice.
The death toll in Gaza is growing quickly. The Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 20,000 people have died since the war began October 7th. That includes 70 people who died in Israel at a refugee camp in central Gaza, rather, on Sunday. The Hamas-controlled Health Ministry says a vast majority of people who have been killed are women and children. UN agencies are warning of the dire conditions in overcrowded shelters, houses of people in the Gaza Strip. The UN's Relief and Works Agency says about 85% of Gaza's 2.2 million people have been forced from their homes.
At the same time, unrest in the Red Sea is growing. Two more international shipping vessels were targeted by Houthi rebels over the weekend. A U.S. destroyer also shot down four attack drones. The White House is accusing Iran of being behind the aggression. Some analysts say the administration is putting both the U.S. and Israel at risk by not taking on Iran more directly.
We respond to them in a defensive fashion and allows them to essentially fight without putting themselves at any risk. And so it doesn't surprise me that we've had this many attacks on the United States when an administration like the Biden administration is as weak as it has been for the 3 years it has been this week.
The U.S. also says a drone fired from Iran struck a chemical tanker in the Indian Ocean. It's the first time the U.S. has accused Iran of a direct attack on a ship since the Israel-Hamas war began.
Well, if you're in a charitable mood, this story is for you. Rally's Helping Hand mission hopes to give away a lot more toys today, but they need your help with donations. The organization's Christmas toy drive got started yesterday with long lines of people stopping by to pick up gifts. There were also long lines of people stopping by to drop off those gifts. Helping Hand's director says every toy that was dropped off on Christmas Eve was given out to a family in need almost immediately. This is happening as deadlines for other toy drives have already passed. You can stop by and make donations today at Helping Hand's location. That is at 623 Rock Quarry Road.
And some more folks doing good here. Durham's Good Samaritan Inn is providing a home for the holidays for people who need one. It's the Durham Rescue Mission's homeless shelter for women and mothers with children. It gives them shelter, food, clothes, and a chance to build relationships. The goal is to help them feel better about themselves and make a connection for a better life, whether it's a job, a home, or wherever it is they need to go.
In the next couple of months, I'll be getting my own car and start looking for a place to live. All due to learning stability, structure, everything, and most importantly, learning about the Word of God.
The Durham Rescue Mission says it houses on average 130 women and children each night at the Good Samaritan Inn.
Well, the New England Patriots put in a strong performance in Denver to get a Christmas Eve win. They jumped out to a lead over the Denver Broncos, leading by as much as 16 points at one time. The Broncos got back into the game in the fourth quarter with a pair of Russell Wilson touchdown passes. But the Patriots were able to get down the field for a game-winning field goal in the closing seconds. Patriots win 26-23.
And then there's the Panthers. Oh, the Panthers. It was a valiant effort, but the Carolina Panthers fell short again on Sunday at Bank of America Stadium. The Green Bay Packers took a 14-point lead over Carolina with a touchdown on the first play of the fourth quarter. But Bryce Young, he clawed the Panthers back into the game. He connected with DJ Chark for two fourth-quarter touchdown passes. The second one tied up the game at 30 with just over 4 minutes to go. After the Packers kicked a field goal to take the lead, the Panthers had one last chance, but well, they just ran out of time. The Packers got the win 33-30. The Panthers are now 2-13 on the season. They played the Jacksonville Jaguars on New Year's Eve.
Well, coming up, one family is celebrating Christmas with two very rare presents. We'll tell you about the Alabama family of two, and the mother has two uteruses and carried one baby in each.
Plus, an important warning from one mobile carrier this morning. We'll explain how some personal information was stolen due to a security breach.
And you're taking a live look at Fayetteville this morning. It'll be a nice, mild day today if you want to test out any of those outdoor Christmas gifts. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will give us the holiday forecast coming up.
Welcome back. You're taking a live look out there in Goldsboro. The sun's shining bright on this Christmas morning. Of course, you're watching WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. And hey, it's not just those folks in Goldsboro. Turning to our forecast for folks across the region, Peter, we have blue skies and warm temperatures this Christmas morning.
66 will be the afternoon high. It's going to be a warm one out there. So if you want to take a break and go for a walk on this Christmas, you certainly can do so because our temperatures are going to be above normal for this time of the year. And then later on this evening, we're going to be dealing with some showers. I want to show you here that temperatures are well above normal and we're not the only ones dealing with it. These above normal temperatures extend all the way into the Midwest for Chicago, New York, all the way down into Florida. We are going to see a temperature change here as we head into the end of the week with some below normal temperatures finally filtering in. That holiday feel will move in by the time we head into the end of the week and for the weekend, just in time for the new year. So we'll be at 66 today, 62 tomorrow, 66 on Wednesday. Remember, our normal high for this time of the year is around 53 degrees, and that's not going to be the case over the next 3 days. But once we head into Friday, we'll get a little bit closer to that normal high, dropping down to 50 for the afternoon high. Temperatures expected in the 30s, right around the start of the new year. It is forecast to be a chilly one out there. If you do have any plans to be outside when the clock strikes midnight, we are going to see below normal temperatures as we head into the beginning of the year. This is a look at how temperatures are expected to trend from January 1st through the 7th. Below normal for the southern plains down into the southeast. So we're watching that very closely here. It is going to get cooler. Just soak in the warmth if you love it right now. We have beautiful conditions going on for this Christmas morning across downtown Raleigh. 50 degrees, the current temperature out there. Where we saw a lot more cloud cover overnight, those temperatures are milder. In some spots that didn't have a lot of clouds overnight, like Rocky Mount, temperatures are still in the 30s. So it's 38 degrees in Rocky Mount and 36 in Roxborough, 39 degrees for South Hill. Clouds are going to build for all of us today, and we will head into the mid-60s with a high temperature of 66 degrees in the Triangle. Notice those evening temperatures falling off into the lower 60s as well as the 50s. As we check out what to expect across the nation, you're traveling today. Perhaps you're heading to the Midwest. Some showers out there in Chicago. That rain filtering in for us tomorrow and likely to see snow continue in Nebraska. Those folks could get up to a foot of snow there. And then we are going to see some drier conditions as we head into Wednesday across the southeast. So traveling by car across the southeast, I think you should be fine on Wednesday as most of that rain will gradually clear out. Temperatures will drop into the 50s, and we have a small chance of rain in the forecast for Friday.
Peter, thank you very much. Christmas looks a lot different in the city of Jesus' birth this year. Christmas celebrations were officially canceled by Bethlehem's mayor and churches in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Bethlehem is in the West Bank. The people there, of course, are Palestinians. Gaza is only 50 miles away. Usually, store owners there would see crowds of visitors and pilgrims during the holidays, but this holiday, they've had no business.
Chinese officials say the number of people confirmed dead after a powerful earthquake there last week is now at 149. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck a mountainous area in the northwestern part of China a week ago today. It reduced homes to rubble and triggered heavy mudslides that covered two villages. Authorities say two people remain missing, nearly 1,000 were hurt, and more than 14,000 homes destroyed. It's China's deadliest earthquake in 9 years.
On Christmas Eve, Jordan's military delivered supplies to people in Gaza. The airdrop was to help people sheltered inside of two churches there. Last week, there were reports that an Israeli military sniper shot and killed two women sheltering inside one of those churches. Israeli military officials have denied responsibility, saying that their fire was directed towards three people they identified as, quote, spotters for Hamas in the same area.
An Alabama family has a pair of precious gifts this Christmas, the birth of a rare set of twins. Kelsey Hatcher gave birth to two baby girls this week. And why is this rare? Well, Hatcher has two uteruses, and she carried one baby in each through the pregnancy. Doctors say only one in 3,000 women have two uteruses, and the chances of being pregnant in both at the same time are at least one in a million. The delivery was high risk, but both babies are healthy.
Everybody got super emotional when Roxy was born because it was like we did it. Like, we successfully did this. Lots of tears, lots of clapping. It was fun. But then the reality hit that, okay, well, we have another one we've got to take care of, too.
And it looks like Hatcher is very healthy as well. The twins won't even have the same birthday. The first baby, Roxy, was born naturally at about 7:45 on the night of December 19th. The second, Rebel, born via C-section about 10 hours later in the early morning of December 20th.
A bittersweet story here. A family is keeping their son's memory alive by bringing smiles to other children's faces. Amazing Avon's Quest for Amoeba Awareness is a nonprofit created by Avon Moffitt's family. Avon died of a rare brain infection after swimming in a pond. This year, the nonprofit collected more than $30,000 worth of toys for kids who needed them. The donations were given to children in hospitals across the Triangle. The Moffitt family says this is their way of keeping his memory alive and giving back.
Okay, I'm putting my five on your side hat on. If you use Mint Mobile, you'll want to know about this security breach the carrier is dealing with. Mint Mobile says some customers may have had some personal information stolen. The theft could include personal contact, email, mobile identification info, and SIM cards, and more. The company sent out a no-reply email, and they want you to know it is a real email. It's legitimate. Some people were questioning if the notice was valid. Mint Mobile says it doesn't store credit card info, and passwords were not hacked.
President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden spent part of their Christmas Eve taking calls from kids wanting to know the whereabouts of Santa Claus. NORAD keeps track of Santa as he flies around the world delivering presents to people around the globe. Some kids call in to check on his route, and they got a special treat when the President and First Lady answered the phone. NORAD first began tracking Santa on Christmas Eve in 1955.
Well, this is pretty cool. The Raleigh Fire Department helped Santa deliver gifts this year. Station 11 delivered gifts to kids at several extended stay hotels. So sweet. Firefighters had 8 bags of toys. All of the gifts were donated by the community.
Now for the latest stories making headlines in the world of entertainment, here's Douglas Hyde with the Hollywood Minute.
Taylor Swift is back at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart. 1989 Taylor's version is once again in the top spot for the fourth non-consecutive week. Holiday sales promotions help push the album to number one. Swift's previous number one albums, Midnights and Lover, are also in the top 10.
Is this real?
Does it feel real?
All of Us Strangers is off to a great start. Awesome. The critically acclaimed fantasy romance just opened in limited release in New York and L.A. with an impressive $33,000 per screen average. The British independent film has already earned nominations from the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards, among others.
Okay, you just leave me alone.
Because my best hope is that long ago general is still in front of me.
Director Zack Snyder's new Netflix sci-fi epic Rebel Moon co-stars Jaiman Hansu as General Titus, a character that reminded the actor of some leaders in our world.
When you look at the geopolitical tentacles that have been holding the continent of Africa back for centuries, that was coming off the page for me. So General Titus was real. General Titus was all of those African leaders who never led
Their people,
who never did anything for their people.
In Hollywood, I'm Douglas Hyde.
Well, it's a must stop on the annual Christmas light tour that you have to see to believe. More than 100 holiday inflatables are on display at a single house in Peabody, Massachusetts. The homeowner says he started collecting the decorations when he was, get this, just 3 years old.
Once I started working and could buy them myself, I started adding a lot more. I mean, my parents would get me one every year and family members would, but once I started working, that's when it kind of exploded and turned into this.
The tradition has really blown up. It's apparently become a tradition for local families who drive by every year, and he doesn't waste any time taking them down either. He says they'll be boxed up on December 26th.
I saw what you did there, blowing up. Before we go to the break, here are the winning lottery numbers, and we're going to get another check on weather coming up.